Alleged pedophile and former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer has been released on bail from a prison in Israel. A court in Jerusalem has granted bail to the 52-year-old, provided she's supervised by family members. Leifer is facing more than 70 counts of sexual abuse allegedly committed while the principal of Addis Israeli school in Melbourne. Australia has been trying to have her extradited for 5 years, but the process has been plagued by delays and dozens of legal challenges over Leifer's mental fitness. Manny Wax is an advocate for the survivors in this case, and he joins me now. Manny, thank you so much for your time. You were in the court. How did the court arrive at this decision?
Firstly, I'd just like to correct something. The judge did rule that Leifer can be released out on bail, but that is pending a decision on Friday by the prosecution whether or not they intend to lodge an appeal to the High Court. So we're still awaiting her to be released, thankfully. But really, Michael Leifer has been incarcerated since February 2018, and she's been in jail for well over a year and a half, and she was incarcerated for allegedly faking her illness. So those are referred to often here as domestic charges. The one of the
We're having trouble with the line to Manny Wax. He's, of course, an advocate for the survivors in this case, and he's joining us to talk to us about this breaking news this afternoon that alleged pedophile and former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer could be released on bail from a prison in Israel. He joins us again. Sorry for the trouble with this line to our listeners and also to you, Manny. So what does this mean for the extradition case itself?
Well, I mean, firstly, I mean, the decision from our perspective is a travesty of justice. What it does is it puts her interests ahead, well ahead of the interests of her victims, in that our view is that she needs to remain in jail until she is facing charges of facing court for the extradition hearing. And if she's not well enough to sit in jail, she needs to be given the medical care that she needs in order for her to recuperate and ultimately be able to face justice. Those are the only two options, because at the moment she is out, she will be out on bail, essentially able to reoffend. She'll be staying by her sister's house most of the time in a city called B'nai Brak, which is one of the most ultra-Orthodox cities in the country. And she has some conditions attached to it, but ultimately, as before, she will be able to roam the streets and do as she pleases at least some of that time. So we're also concerned for the safety of children in Israel today, especially given the significant allegations against her, both in Australia and in Israel.
What does this then mean in terms of this issue of her mental capacity that's been a question and her fitness to stand trial? Will that still be put to the test? I think we're having trouble, and I think that's the very familiar sound of call waiting, if I can identify it, which is why we're having trouble with that phone line with Manny Wax, who is an advocate for the survivors in this case, joining us to talk about what is clearly a very upsetting judgment for the people he's been advocating for. Leifer is facing more than 70 counts of sexual abuse allegedly committed while she was the principal here in Melbourne. That case is being, as he said, Friday is the next point at which that case continues. But I do believe we've now lost Manny Wax, an advocate for survivors in the case. This is RN Drive. Patricia Karvelas with you.